From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Charlie Brown is going digital. Today, Warner Brothers is releasing a series of new animated shorts. They're based on classic Peanuts comic strips, and they're designed to be downloaded to cell phones or iPods. In this one, Linus is running for class president with Charlie Brown as his VP.
Mr. Chairman, teachers, and fellow students, this will be my last speech before election.
If he doesn't say anything stupid, we can't lose.
Just think, I'll be vice president. I want to talk to you this morning about the Great Pumpkin.
Linus and Charlie Brown there on the campaign trail. Craig Schultz is the son of cartoonist Charles Schultz. He says the hope is to bring Peanuts to a new generation.
By taking the comic strip and doing very subtle animation with it, but really using the essence of the comic strip, I think that'll achieve the goal of getting kids to really show interest in the comic strip and driving them back to the books and the newspapers.
And these episodes are all based in the 60s, yes?
They are. They all came from, I believe we pulled from 64. They picked the year 64 because we thought the 60s was a strong year. The characters were different back then. They were a little edgier. It's a different time in the world, basically. So my dad had kind of an edgier strip then.
Edgier? That's so interesting.
Well, Lucy was much edgier back then. If you really go back into the late 50s, early 60s, she was much more aggressive, had a tendency toward violence, punched a lot of people. There were strips where, believe it or not, Linus would actually shoot. They'd shoot each other with cap guns all the time. They all carried guns. There was a reference to the nuclear war at one point. And then, in the 70s, it really softened, but there's definitely a softening of the strip.
Now, forgive me, was Lucy already into psychoanalysis in the 1960s?
Yes, I believe she was.
And
she knew it all.
Yeah, she did, and she let you know that too, didn't she?
Yeah.
We just heard a clip where Linus and Charlie Brown are on the campaign trail, and the voices sound very much like the ones that we hear in those old TV specials. Did you find kids that actually sounded like Linus and Lucy and Pigpen and Charlie Brown, or are there kids doing impersonations?
No, you have to find, that has to be their natural tone, and it's not easy. Actually, it's funny because I think the kid we found for Linus had a loose tooth, and we had to make sure we got him recorded before that tooth fell out because he would lose his lisp. And they have a very short span. When you find somebody that's that voice, you're normally only going to get them for a couple of years, and then their voice changes and you're out looking for somebody else again.
So this is the first 20 episodes. It sounds like you already have to find a new Linus.
Hopefully he'll last, but we might have to.
Peanuts is in many ways a series of stories about disappointment. The Great Pumpkin never comes. The football is always pulled away at the last minute when Charlie Brown tries to punt. And yet the strip is still so popular. What's the secret behind its staying power?
Well, I think the strip is timeless, and that's what fascinates people. Not only is it timeless, when you read the strip as a child and then you come back and read the strip as a parent, it takes on a whole different tone. The same strip can appeal to you on a different level. I mean, we all deal with the girlfriend that walks away and losing the baseball games and losing the checkers games. It's, basically the comic strip, 90% of it is in all of us. We can all relate to either one character in one way or another.
Are you somewhere in the strip?
Well, the people always say that I came in the strip as Pigpen. But actually, I think all the kids are in the comic strip. I can literally look back and read the comic strip and review my life just in not only in the drawings. I see drawings, and in that drawing will be a banner of something that was in my room. The lamps are drawn exactly like the lamps in our house, the shades, the windowsills, the furniture. It to me, it's a total flashback to my childhood. Not necessarily literally, but a lot of it's there without a doubt.
Craig Schultz, thanks so much for talking to us.
Glad to do it.
Craig Schultz is the son of Peanuts cartoonist Charles Schultz. He was speaking to us about the release of 20 new digital shorts featuring Charlie Brown, Linus, and the gang.
But why did you have to bring up the Great Pumpkin?
It was my duty, Charlie Brown.
Oh, good grief.
You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm looking at you like I could have been vice president.